Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551, wash your hands on 1850 715 815. And from anywhere in the world, Wales, Scotland, far-flung islands, joe@rte.ie. And we do appreciate the emails, especially the ones we got over the weekend. Anne Sperrin and Jack Molloy, just two of the people who've contacted us about the same issue. Jack Molloy, you begin the Beacon Private Clinic. Now, it's now a public clinic thanks to the deal with the HSE, with the taxpayer. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, Joe, I'm due to go into the Beacon on the 21st of July for a procedure. Mm-hmm. And I was contacted regarding the date, and I was told that I had to come up 5 days previous to the date to undergo a COVID-19 test. So they said, I was told at the time that the test would cost €250.
Wow.
And it was highly unlikely that I could reclaim it on my health insurance. So I contacted my health insurer, and they said that they were only becoming aware of this issue, and they would come back to me. They didn't know whether they would cover it totally or whether I would pay and reclaim or whatever. And that's basically where I am. Unfortunately, during the conversation with one of the people at the health insurer, he happened to say that these costs vary. Mm-hmm. Depending on the hospital, he said it varied from 70 to 100 to 250. So I was just wondering what the story was about this.
Yeah, but did they say, first of all, did they not say, can you have your local COVID test centre in Wexford where you are?
That was my question. I asked, could I have the test carried out in Wexford? And the lady said no. GPs weren't doing it, and you would have to come to the Beacon.
But have you? Is there a COVID test centre? Like,
oh yeah, Wexford Town, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Because I was around the country at the weekend, and I saw many COVID test centres at GAA grounds in various places in small towns. But did they say why 250? Is it labour intensive? Is there extraordinarily expensive equipment that has to be used? Did they give any justification for 250?
None whatsoever.
Okay, 250 in the Beacon. Eileen, can you better that? The matter private. How much?
Good afternoon, Joe. $275 this morning.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't pay it, Joe.
Oh, then what? Okay, well, tell us what happened.
I didn't come down in the last shower, that I can assure you.
Okay.
First of all, there were queues out on the street. I'm in a walker. I can barely stand.
This is in the matter private on Echo Street.
Private,
okay.
Yeah, I was going in to have a procedure done. Fine. Okay. They're great. I have no problems. Yeah. I have nothing against the matter. They're great. So I was left standing queuing for an hour, and then this lady came over to me and she said, do you realise you've got to pay $275? And I said, no. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, somebody should have been in touch with you. And I said, there was no one in touch with me. So she said, you're a VHI patient, and she said, they won't cover the COVID, so it's $275. And she said, I tell you what, I know you have to have your procedure. Like, I wanted to pick my battles, Joe, because I'm in pain and I just didn't feel like arguing with her, I'll be honest with you. And I said, okay, fine. And she said, I'll send you an invoice. She took my temperature and sent me up for my procedure. No test.
So the temperature was the test, so to speak,
well, obviously,
for a symptom.
And she's sending me an invoice, which I can't wait to get.
An invoice for what, Eileen?
$275.
I know, not the amount, the reason.
Maybe for queuing and standing in the rain, I don't know, Joe. All I can do is, it's unbelievable because they're getting paid more than handsomely for what they're doing. It's gone back to a private hospital since last Wednesday.
Oh, has it?
Yes, it was a HSE hospital. I'm fine. That's nothing wrong.
Oh, since
wrong
the 1st
that.
Of July, you're right, sorry.
The 1st of July, Joe.
Yeah,
but
okay.
$275.
But you're saying that but Eileen, what you're saying is that they charge you $275 to take your temperature.
Well, obviously. I'm waiting on that. I can't get through to the HBI or the, what you call it, the
But
VHI.
Did you see, Eileen, on the queue, did you see other people being taken to a room? Maybe they were going to be given a COVID test.
No. I didn't see anyone being taken to any room. There was just a big queue and people were going over and paying it.
Well, whipping out credit cards or trying to get the
credit
cash
card,
together.
Yeah, okay. Credit card, yeah.
Anne Sperrin is in Drimnagh in Dublin. Anne.
Hiya, no, I'm in Palmerstown, Joe, but it doesn't matter. But I rang up the Mater Hospital this morning and I was told, first of all...
Now, is it the Mater Private?
Mater Private, okay. Yes. And what they said was, the first test before you would see the consultant would be €75. And if he decided I needed a procedure, it would be €275. But I would get my first €75 refunded. So I asked them, what was the cost involved? Yeah. And they said they needed the PPE and the dressing and the visors and all of this to protect themselves. And that was the cost. Yeah. Now, my argument, Joe, is, first of all, the government gave the private hospital millions for their beds that weren't half taken up anyway.
Yeah.
So anyhow, and my private health insurance won't cover it either. So,
but just on this little conversation, okay, he'd say, give us €75. This is before you pay the consultant or the VHI pays it.
Well,
your health insurance.
To make sure I didn't have the virus, like.
But so the consultant says, yes, we need to proceed with that little procedure or whatever.
Yeah, so that would be another day.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
But before he would or she would proceed with the procedure, you would have to pay €275 for.
Correct.
And did they say, like, when would the COVID test be? Would it be on the morning of the procedure or?
She just said, like, when you come in. And I said, what's that amount of money for? And she said, well, you see, it's the PPE and they have to change their gowns and they'll have to do all this crap. So I'm just after listening to that other lady who said she had only her temperature taken.
Eileen, yeah.
So I don't know.
But Anne, does that also mean that if you go to see a consultant again about something else, another consultant, about something else next week, one, you'll have to shell out €75?
Yes.
And if he or she decides, yes, we need to do something about that toenail,
yeah,
whatever. Yeah. I'm not trying to be.
Yeah, you're all right. Yeah.
Does he want? Do they want another €275?
Well, this is what she explained to me. Oh, well, they need to put on all this gear. It'll have to be changed, and the visors and all the rest. And I just couldn't understand it. I just like, and do they give back the money that they got? I'd love to know to the government. And then I tried to get through to Stephen Donnelly. Would you believe two people in the department hadn't heard of him yet? Like, so anyhow.
Sorry, say that again.
I tried to get through to Stephen Donnelly this morning.
The Minister for Health,
And I asked, I wanted to put Stephen Donnelly, and they hadn't heard. They hadn't heard.
What do you mean? They said, who's Stephen Donnelly?
Yep.
What's their minister's name?
I said, he's the new Minister for Health. He's replaced
he's your new boss?
Simon Harrison. But I finally got through later on anyway to his secretary. But
now come back on the who's Stephen Donnelly. You said, can I talk to Stephen Donnelly?
I said I wanted to get through to Stephen Donnelly to make representation on account of these charges.
Okay.
And they said, Stephen Donnelly. And I said, yes, the Minister for Health. And there was a pause. I said, yes, he replaced Simon Harrison. So, Harris.
And he's been non-stop on the, but he was always a good media performer anyway, but he's been non-stop on the radio, television since?
Yes, yep.
Okay.
Well, unless we're on holidays for the last 2 weeks, I don't know.
No, but even if you're on holidays, God, you couldn't miss him. Let me go to Jean. Jean.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
In Cork, how much is it in Cork for a COVID test? Which so far we've only found out is to take your temperature, and it's in a private hospital. What's your cost?
So I'm going for surgery at the end of July, and I was in contact with the Mater today, and they told me the COVID test is going to cost €275, and it has to be done at the hospital, it can't be done publicly. And then I rang Leia, and they said that they're aware they're not covering it.
Leia Healthcare. Are they covering any? Would they give you the first 100?
No, they said there is under discussion at the moment, but at the moment, no, they're not covering it. And the Mater told me to have the money, ready.
Yeah,
for
when are they saying you must have this compulsory COVID test and you must pay us out of your own pocket €275? When will this test be conducted? And it can only be conducted in this hospital. When will the test be conducted?
48 hours before the operation. So I'd have to go down there and get the test done and pay for it then.
Well, this is the Mater, the Mater of a private hospital in Cork as well, don't they?
And they told me it was to cover the cost of PPE
Do you know, like, I understand the nature of it, and, you know, it's great that they're protecting their staff and the patients, but it just seems really excessive for a swab, you know, so... Yeah.
And you have to go make your way to the Mater Private Cork 2 days before. And Jack Malloy again in Wexford. When you have to make your way from Wexford to Dublin, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 days before the procedure.
Oh, 5 days. That's a long old trek from Wexford town up to Sandyford. And then home, back again.
5 days later. Yeah.
Okay. And, like, Eileen, do you reckon that if other people said, no, I'm not paying 275, they'd still, well, you're going to get an invoice, but they'd still let you proceed?
Well, the funny thing is, I went in for a procedure this morning.
Yeah.
And I had my procedure, which I'm happy with, but I'm due to have another quite serious procedure next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them, would I have to pay another 275? Right. She couldn't answer me. So that would be nearly 600 just for the PPE and whatever. But I was never tested at all. And I did have a serious enough procedure this morning into my spine. Mm. But absolutely just my temperature taken.
But were they saying, we're this way, we'll try and get a statement from the Mater Private.
You'll be lucky.
Oh, no, they have a PR company. No, they have.
Have they? Yeah. Well, basically, the nurses are very, very nice. They were all very apologetic to me. And they said, you know, you've got to understand, we've 700 people to get through. 700 people to ring. Oh, I said, she said, I'm really sorry. We should have rung you over the weekend. We have 700 people to ring and inform before Monday.
Okay.
Now, you do the maths on that.
I'm just trying to, well, you've already done, have you?
No, I haven't, but I will. 52, you want me to?
Okay. 192,500 euro.
Gee, God. For PPE?
That's what they're saying.
And what am I going to do when I have this other procedure done next Monday morning? It's going to be the same thing.
Okay.
I mean, I'm so annoyed about the whole thing, Joey. You know, it's crazy.
People are up in arms. Tom, and by the way, I'm very conscious that people are going in for procedures, which I don't think there's any procedure you can go into a hospital where you don't have some amount of worry and stress, because that's why you're having a procedure. Tom, the Mater Private again, what happened?
Hey, Joe. I was due to go in for a procedure at halfway today. And just to go back a bit, like, I got a phone call on Friday evening. Late enough, at 9 o'clock, I think it was, from a nurse in the Mater Private to do kind of a screen call.
Okay. Have you had symptoms? Have you been in touch? Have you been a frontline? Well, all that. The questions are straightforward.
But, absolutely.
But
yeah,
necessary, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. I was never told about any potential tests, so she just finished the call up by saying, right, I'll see you at 5:30 on Monday.
Okay.
And I got a phone call this morning then from the consultant's receptionist, and I explained to her I got on the call,
uh-huh.
And she said to me, were you aware of a test that they were going to carry out a test? And I said, no, I was never told about any test. She said, and it's going to cost you $275. I don't think I'd be paying that. And she said to me, no, fair enough. And in fairness to...
You said I'm not paying that?
No, I said, this was to the receptionist. And she said, no, I agree with you totally. And the consultant, in fairness to him, he said he thinks it's totally unacceptable as well.
Okay.
So I have to hand it to him for that. And
are they still going to go ahead with the procedure?
Yeah, he's doing it on Thursday for me in his private rooms.
But you're saying to get into the Mater Private Hospital building on Eccles Street, you need to pay 275 admission fee, basically.
Yeah.
Well, basically, yeah, because they insist on having a test done.
No, yeah, I was half thinking what's a, it's for every procedure, even if it's an MRI, an X-ray. Because they say
I presume it is. He's doing the procedure across the road in his private rooms, where he's done similar only before.
Okay.
So he's not going to charge me for a COVID test.
But I'll come to Eileen Bourne in a minute. But Eileen in Dublin, who was there at the Matter Private this morning, Eileen, were you tempted to say to yourself, well, listen, I might as well get a COVID test. That will take a load off my mind, or.
Am I not due a free COVID test, Joe?
Yeah, okay.
Do you know? Yeah. I mean, I could ring up my doctor in the morning, and I'm sure I could say I have symptoms and get a free COVID test. But they went ahead with my procedure, and I'm having another procedure next Monday, but she told me I'll have to pay the $275
yeah, you'll have
for
a
that procedure.
And you have a procedure when you get the bill. It's called shock. Eileen, you're not paying it. Eileen Bourne. Eileen, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe, good afternoon. I was in Vincent's Private last Saturday.
This is in Dublin here,
Dublin 4. Yeah, 2 days ago. And I got a call 2 days before, and they went through, they called out all the various questions, you know, have you been abroad, have you been in contact with, and all the other multitude of questions they go through for the COVID checklist. And that was fine. And then when I went into at 9 a.m., which I was told to be there at that time, then there was a pre-admissions area.
Okay.
Where they went through a similar routine of questionnaires and a temperature check and all then hunky-dory and said, off you go up to second floor or whatever. It was a daycare procedure. No cost.
Great. No. So St. Vincent's Private, no cost, and the other private hospitals, Beacon and the Matter. Yes. Want $275 for something that St. Vincent's Private Hospital are including in the whole process.
Yeah. And I'm a private patient, definitely. You know, when there's no cost, I'd signed the VHI form, so on.
Well, that's interesting to hear. So why does one private hospital charge zero and another private hospital, or a couple of them, or three of them in this case, charge £275?
Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Eileen, again to the Matter this morning. Thanks, Eileen Bourne. But the other Eileen, did they turn anyone away from the Matter Private? Said, I don't have £275. I'm on a COVID payment. No. I'm out of a job.
No, didn't turn anyone away. The lady behind me in the queue was going for an echo, a heart echo.
Yeah.
The lady in front of me was going for an MRI.
Yeah.
And I was there myself 2 weeks ago for a heart thing, and I just sailed in and sailed out, did the test, whatever it was, wasn't asked for any money because it was a HSE hospital at that stage. And this morning it all changed. But I have to say the staff...
They're brilliant.
They're very embarrassed. And, you know, they really don't understand it either. Because when I said I'm going back in next Monday for another procedure, it's a thing called an ablation where they go up into your heart, and they burn the electrodes and whatever. It's a serious enough procedure. They don't know. She gave me the impression I would have to pay for it again. So that would be paying for it twice. So I'm expecting a large invoice now. And she told me I'd recognize it. She said it's a large white envelope, plastic covered, whatever she meant by that.
Yeah, it's a funny thing to say. Okay, back after this break. 51551, wash your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Okay, we're talking about the fact that a number of private hospitals are saying if you're coming in for a procedure on the premises of any medical extent, you must, before you come in, have a COVID test. And that COVID test will cost you €275, not covered, even though you're going into a private hospital, not covered by VHI or LEA or whatever. And now let's move to pharmacies. Sinead Lamas.
Hi, Joe.
Tell us, explain this one to us.
Well, I went in and had my prescription filled the other day, and I just thought it was really expensive. So I came home and I looked up how much I had paid in January.
Okay.
Because I usually get 6 months' worth at a time, because I know there's a dispensing fee on every prescription. And I realized it was like the 1 month was costing the same as the 6 months had in January. So I went back into the pharmacy and I said, why is my this one costing me so much? And she said it was the dispensing fee, that they charge €5 per item on the prescription. And so I was only allowed, the HSE had told them they could only give me 1 month at a time. So I was paying €15 dispensing fee for the 1 month, and that's why it was like three times the price of the 6 months.
Okay. Has the price of the actual pills, tablets or whatever gone up?
No, I mean, like the tablet, right? So I had one set of tablets here, 28, and it was €6.32. So that means that the tablets only cost €1.32. And the €5 is the dispensing fee.
And have you worked out how much extra you'd be paying over the 6 months now that you can't get a 6 month prescription?
Yeah, well, if I got a 6 month prescription, it would have been €10 dispensing charge. But if I have to get six of them one at a time, it's going to be €60 dispensing
extra,
charge.
Yeah.
And then when I put it in my taxes at the end of the year, usually the government gives you back 20%. So the government would only give me €2 on 10.
Yeah, well,
they're going to have to give me €12 on the 60.
That's true, actually.
And actually, I bet you the same with those COVID tests you were just talking about. Probably give back 20% of the 275. It's going to cost a fortune.
But didn't Tomás Ryan, I think he said it on the Claire Bourne show, didn't Tomás Ryan say that the actual cost in a lab for a COVID test is £25?
Well, I mean, the pharmacy, because they're only dispensing it 1 month at a time instead of me always getting 6 months at a time, they're getting six times as much money
would
normally out of me.
Yeah, and I was looking up the Tropical Medicine Bureau last week for somebody, and I think a COVID test is £80 in a commercial organisation. They don't.
Actually, Joe, I want to say about COVID tests. I think airlines flying into Ireland, they have this thing in America where they pool test. So if there's 100 people on an aeroplane, you can put all of their swabs into one test and just do one COVID test. And then if somebody on the aeroplane has it, you know, to quarantine the whole aeroplane. But if it comes back negative, you know nobody on the aeroplane had it.
That's
so they can go home.
Because in one sense, if one person had it on the aircraft, that means everyone would have to go to quarantine anyway.
Yeah.
So why not put everyone's swab into a
one big bucket?
Yeah, so to speak. Yeah.
Well, it means it saves money because then
interesting,
it's 275 euro divided by the 100 people. It's only 275 each.
Well, that's a good point.
And then if they're coming from America, you could probably swab them as they get on, and you know before they arrive whether anybody on the airplane has it.
Well, turn the airplane around.
Nine hours.
Yeah. Thank you, Sinead. I want to come back to this price thing because there's other price issues coming up as well. But I just want to go to Tim Henrican because I see the most bizarre call. What happened, Tim?
Joe, how are you?
Good.
Joe, yeah, Tim is my name. Yeah. Thank you. Joe, I was in there, called into a church there over the weekend.
Yeah.
On Saturday morning, actually.
Yeah.
And as we're all told, and fair play to you as well, Joe, you're telling us to wash our hands.
Yeah.
So we used the sanitizer, Joe, in the porch of the church.
Yeah.
I walked maybe 3 metres across to light a few candles for a few different people.
Yeah.
Joe, my two hands went on fire.
No.
Yeah.
And what was the ignition?
The flammable liquid, the alcohol wipe, yeah, I'd imagine.
Well, that was the accelerant, but what ignited it?
The candle. I was reaching over to put the candle into its holder.
Wow. But did you feel... Was the candle... did it make contact with your skin, or was it just the fumes of the alcohol sanitizer led to
I would say that's what it was, Joe. It was the vapors, I'd imagine, yes.
Wow. And describe the flames.
A slow burning flame, Joe. I was in short sleeves. I was lucky. Now, my hair got on my arm got singed. That's all that happened to me now, luckily, Joe. But the only reason, Joe, I'm ringing in is if somebody else had long sleeves or anything, it could have been serious, you know.
And, by the way, were you in pain when your hands are on fire? It sounds like almost a biblical experience, Pat.
It does, Joe. It does. No pain, Joe. The alcohol burnt off rather than anything else, Joe.
Okay, well, did you clap your hands to put out the flame? Or?
I did. I put one arm under the heat and then I did. I got it. Now, it was difficult enough to get them out, but I didn't panic and I put them out, yes. Yeah.
And how are they? How are your hands now?
Not a bother, Joe. It's no bother at all. There's absolutely nothing wrong. But, Joe, as I say, I'm only, you have a big listenership there, and I hope the people play, listen to be careful with the alcohol.
Well, the other thing as well is people have to think about this alcohol sanitizer around barbecues.
Absolutely.
They're doing their barbecue, whatever. Every now and again, they sanitize. They put the bottle of sanitizer down beside or on the side of the barbecue on a little shelf or whatever that they have, and up goes the whole lot.
There you have it. Yeah, it's as simple as that.
Tim, I've heard about getting your fingers burnt in confession, but I've never heard of anyone whose hands. you're no pain and no scars, I hope.
Not at all, Joe. Listen, I can laugh about it, Joe, but it could have been serious.
Serious, okay. Well said. Thanks. Give me your second name again.
Hendricken, Joe.
Hendricken, okay.
Palmerstown in Dublin there.
Okay, Tim. Thanks a million. Joe, Mind yourself. I'll go back to Ursula and the matter private. How much did you pay for the test that apparently costs £25 to do, Ursula?
£275, and my receipt says COVID-19 inpatient day case screening. So when I came home, I rang back and asked them, could I have a breakdown? And I said, there's no breakdown. That's just the cost of the screening.
But what was the test? Did they take your blood? Did they take a swab?
No, temperature and 5 questions and a mask.
That was it?
That's it. Yeah. So I thought maybe it's to do with something to do with a COVID test. She said, we don't do COVID tests in the matter private.
But they're charging £275 to get in.
And I said to her, was the HSE or recommended that amount? She said, no, it came from the management in the hospital.
Oh, no, that has to go. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that's what it was. And she did say about that they are discussing it, trying to get it covered with the insurance company, but they haven't been successful as yet. And she also said that they were the last hospital to bring the charge in. Which obviously not the case because Vincent's
private. Yeah. It's included in. It's free. There's no extra charge.
Yeah. Well, she told me they were the last hospital to bring it in. That's what she also said to me. Well, I just said coming home, I'd ring in a sequel to give me a breakdown. So was it 50 for a mask? Was this? But no, she said it's just the fee that has been set.
Yeah, sure. That breakdown will give you a breakdown.
Yeah, and of course it would. And they don't do COVID in there, so you weren't going to get a free COVID. Well, not free, a €250 COVID test.
Oh, yeah, and you're not going to be able to say, I have a COVID test on under my belt, I don't have it. Which is one of the points I was making,
She did say I could claim back on my tax. That's all.
Yeah, but Max, most people don't. Charlie Weston is always on about it.
20%.
Most people don't put in their medical expenses. But you get what?
€40.
€40 back.
Yeah.
So okay. By the way, I hope you're not due back. Are you due back in again?
No, thanksy, I'm not. Right. Mine was a once-off, thankfully.
Okay. Yeah. Hope it went well. Thanks, Ursula.
But thank you. Take care.
The COVID test in the matter that they're charging £275 for is 5 questions, which is straightforward, and a temperature taking, which most restaurants are doing at the minute as you walk in the door as part of the procedure, and you don't pay £275 for it. Catherine Hegarty. Catherine, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you doing?
When are you going in for your procedure?
I did have my procedure last Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, in the Bonds, the Bonds Cure Hospital in Cork.
That's another private hospital, yes?
It is, correct,
yes.
Joe, yeah.
How much?
€100 for my COVID test.
And what was the COVID test?
It was, the nasal and the throat.
Oh, they did actual swabs?
Oh, God, they did swabs, yeah. They certainly did, yeah. Very pleasant.
I know, apparently not. Look what we're searching for. God, that's just mirror it against that and you see how important it is. But Catherine, did they say why they were charging extra?
No, I actually didn't expect to be charged. It was only when I was in on Thursday and they were, they just charged my excess and they said 100 for the COVID. I suppose I hadn't given it much thought, but afterwards I was thinking they're doing it for the protection of their hospital, so I was just a bit surprised that I was being charged for it.
The Vincent's had a cheat. We're doing a table here. Vincent's come in at number one. They don't charge you extra for the COVID test. Vincent's private.
Yes.
In second place is the Bonds in Cork. That's £100.
Okay.
And then the joint winners at the moment, the joint leaders at the moment, sorry, are the Mater Private in Cork, Dublin, and where was the other hospital? Oh, the Beacon. They're in joint first place with £275.
Jeez, that's shocking, Joe.
And in the matter's case, it was for a temperature take, not for a swab.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't do too badly, so after all.
Well, still, you should, as I say, Vincent's private should be the benchmark. Let me bring okay, Catherine. Thanks indeed. That's Catherine Hegarty.
Okay,
5-1 mind yourself, 5-1-5-1 wash your hands. Mary is in Galway.
Hello, Joe.
We currently stand at 275 for the temperature check. According to our callers, we'll double check with the matter, or the matter can get on to us and contradict us if they want. But Mary, how much were you charged?
I was charged €100, Joe. What annoyed me was that the hospital was still in the care of the state when I had my test done on Tuesday morning last. And when I queried it, mm-hmm. I was told that this cost was being charged to them by UCH, who were processing it in their labs.
Well, what was the test? What did they do? Did they swab?
Oh, they did the full thing. Oh, the full thing. In the mouth and the nose. Yes, it was the full thing. Lovely people.
They're brilliant.
And the lady who phoned me the day before to take my credit card details was ready for my questions. And she had all the answers ready, you know, and she said the cost was being passed on to them, so they had to charge me. So I made my point and I asked for a receipt that would show the date.
And the date is, the point is, the date was when it was a public hospital.
The date was, it was, yes. I was very annoyed, but I felt, I wasn't up to, because I hadn't had my procedure, my operation, until Thursday. And I wasn't informed for talking to you about it then.
I understand.
But I'm delighted to hear that there's a fuss being made now, and thank you for dealing with it.
Okay, and thank you for helping us deal with it, Mary, by raising those real examples. Let me bring Tom Martin in. Oh, sorry, Francis, you're the one that's holding. Sorry, Francis, I'll go to Tom afterwards. Okay, increase of prices. We now hear, to take your temperature, the Matter Private, according to our listeners, they're charging £275 at the door of the Matter Private. Francis, you went to the hairdressers.
I did. How are you doing, Joe?
Good. And we know every barber, every hairdresser, prices have gone up by...
Well, yes, by...
It seems. I'd love to know.
Like everyone else in the country, waited for so long to get my hair done and eventually got my appointment, delighted with that, last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went and went through the stringent kind of COVID, you know, security measures, I suppose. And after the end of 2 hours, my usual, to get my highlights done, I asked, how much do I owe? And €140 is what I was told.
An increase of?
€40.
40%?
Yes.
Hundreds of 140, okay.
Cash only, please.
Cash only?
I produced my card because I presumed everything was
contactless.
Contactless, as we all are used to by now, but only to be told cash only. So I nearly fell over at the price, and then at the thought of having to go outside and just the hassle of it too, to go and get cash and deal with cash, you know. I have an underlying health condition myself, so... I didn't question it at the time because I was flabbergasted, to be honest with you. And I'm not one for confrontation at the best of times. So I just paid it and went on my way. But as I thought about it more and more, I just couldn't believe it. So that's why I emailed you, Joe, to kind of highlight this, that it's not good enough that, okay, yes, everyone's waited for so long to have their hair done.
Yeah.
But why should we have to pay because they can only deal with so many in the salon at one time? Why should we be at a loss of extra? Do you know what I'm trying to say? That we have to pay that amount extra.
40%.
To make up for what.
Now, it wasn't one of these extra charges. They're penalising people if you had the temerity during the lockdown to go to a pharmacist or a supermarket and buy your own dye, and they penalise you for doing that.
It was my normal.
And it's normally 100.
There's nothing wrong with my hair that had to be corrected.
Okay,
no.
same time frame, 2 hours.
Exactly the same. All I had was two plastic, for the want of a better word, bin bags around my shoulders, a mask, which I could have brought myself, but wasn't allowed, and a disposable hair towel.
As a matter of interest, because I see it on your text here, did they ask you what you worked at, Frances?
No, I didn't, know. But I know the price of PPE.
Yeah, exactly, because you're in healthcare.
Yes, I am.
I even thought someone might say, I know people have to pay their overheads, but remember, staff were paid by themselves, their own taxes, and their families' taxes and their friends' taxes during the lockdown.
Yeah.
So the 40 quid is just for PPE. It's not to try and make up. We want to have a collection for the staff who didn't have a juice over the last 4 months. I know the COVID payment isn't excessive by any means. But anyway, did they say what the only reason they gave was PPE?
I didn't ask for a breakdown, Joe. Okay. That's the mistake I made. But on talking to others afterwards, I believe it's because they can only deal with so many at a time in the salon and that they're at a loss because of that. The charges had gone up because of that. That's what I believe. I'm chatting to others now. I'm not the only one in chatting to friends and stuff. There's extra charges, but there is another person that was asked to pay out €3 for PPE and wasn't charged extra for the treatment. Yeah. Do you know, that sounds fine to me. You don't mind paying a fiver or even a tenner extra to be safe, but certainly not that amount of money.
Okay, thank you, Francis. Well, you've started off other calls now, Tom.
You have indeed.
Thanks,
Joe, love the show.
And you've
thanks
lovely hair,
much.
Francis. I can see you from here. It's gorgeous. You very much are worthy.
Five one double five one.
Thanks, Francis. Watch your hands. Tom Martin. Charges.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Charges in the PC world, post COVID world.
Well, I don't have my lovely hair, but my lovely car, when I bought it in to get service, I was charged €25 to sanitise the car on the way in, which I found rather extraordinary. And when I came to collect the car at the end of the day and paid my bill, it was delivered out to me by a very nice young man who got out of the car, handed me the key, and there was no protective wear anywhere. So I then had to get into my own car and get out my own stuff and just clean on the bits that he would have touched. So £25 on the way in to sanitise the car.
But did you get a breakdown of what the £580, which was...
The full service cost, the bones of €580. But on the bottom of that was €22 plus that for the sanitisation of the car.
And when you got in the car, was there different fragrance in the car, for example?
Not a bit, no. In fact, the car, the dashboard was as dusty as it was when I arrived. You know, the car itself wasn't dirty, but the car was as dusty from there.
So it wasn't that everything was wiped down, as far as you know?
No, it wasn't. There was a little card inside showing a picture of a little hand, one of these little squirters, squirter guns. So somebody obviously had gone in and squirted the car inside. But at a cost of €25 to me before they sat upon the car, it just seems to me to be places are taking the opportunity where they can to ladle on extra charges on top of a very large charge anyway.
Okay, well, very large charge. Okay, Tom Martin, thank you indeed. Maria Glynn, back to the COVID charge for you were in the Bon Secours private hospital in Galway.
In Galway, that's right, Joe. So it's actually my father that was to have a procedure.
Okay.
So he was to have it the 1st of April, and it was cancelled naturally. And then out of the blue last week, we got a letter with an appointment for the 1st, or 2 weeks ago, with an appointment for the 1st of July. But on the second page was a page telling us that if you had any symptoms, you need to ring your consultant. And then the next paragraph described the fact that you would have to attend the bonds 48 hours beforehand for a test. Uh-huh. And you could kindly pay over the phone €100 when you made your appointment for that.
Was it a temperature take or was it a swab?
We've no idea, you see, because do you know what? He didn't go for it in the end.
And why did he not go for it, Maria?
Well, he was... I suppose two things. One, it's a sort of a regular procedure he has a couple of times a year, but he felt, actually as it happens now, luckily, he doesn't feel at the moment he needs it. It's a urinary tract issue. And the second thing was, he really is afraid of getting COVID.
Yeah.
And he said, and also then the hassle of having to go up 50 miles nearly to Galway 48 hours beforehand, back again on the next day. And we have a COVID test centre here in the town.
Yeah, remember our first caller way back there now at 1:45. He was going to have to come from Wexford
up
to the Beacon.
That's exactly why
get the test, go back again, and then come up to.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Whereas I think some of the others were more local to Dublin, but it doesn't matter. But same idea, So it felt there was no choice. I mean, I understand that they have to, ensure their patients are COVID free and everything, but it does sound like COVIDflation.
Yeah, good point. That's a new word. We have a whole new word, COVIDflation.
It's like Brexit. Yeah, yeah.
Did you make that word up yourself?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I did COVIDflation. Yeah.
It's reaching South American proportions. COVIDflation in Ireland is reaching Venezuelan or Zimbabwe in proportions at this stage.
I think it has. And now next week I'm going for my hair, so I hope I won't be ringing you back to tell you about COVIDflation and the hairdressers.
Okay, let us know, but, Mary. Mary McCarthy, by the way, is in Kildare, and she's our COVIDflation correspondent at the moment.
Woman.
So come back, Mary, when you get Maria in Roscommon. Come back when you get those charges. Where is Mary McCarthy in Kildare?
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Maria. Mary McJoe at RT.ie. Mary McCarthy.
Hi, Joe.
Good. What happened?
Joe, I was in the matter private this morning as well, and I nearly actually had conniption when I actually got the reception. After queuing up to go in, again, I was going in for a regular treatment.
Yeah.
And when I went in, I had been advised actually last week that I was to come ahead and actually have my treatment. No mention was actually made of actually any charge or anything at that stage. So I went in, queued up actually, and I thought that I was actually just going to actually book in to go to the chemo ward, you know. And then I was told that there was going to be a charge of €275, which I didn't have. I had no cards or anything like that actually on me.
Okay.
I thought, oh my God, I said, what's that for? And they said, oh, it's of her COVID screening. And I said, oh my gosh, I said, Jacob, I said, I don't actually have any money on me at the moment. So a very nice girl took me around the back room, okay, and she talked to me, and I said, I don't have the money, so I think I'm going to have to cancel my treatment.
Oh,
right?
God.
So she went and she got a clinical nurse, and she came in, she said, don't cancel your treatment. They were very nice, Joe. Right?
So
okay. She said, don't cancel your treatment. We'll give you an invoice. So do you know what? You're waiting to go for your treatment and all the rest. So I came out, okay, and...
Mm. What was the COVID test?
Well, it was just actually a temperature check, okay, and 5 questions.
That was it?
And I didn't even get a mask, by the way, because I had my own mask, because I live in a mask at the moment, right? And so I didn't get the mask, right? And I got 5 questions and a temperature check and told to go on up to the chemo ward. And when I got up there, they took my temperature again. And COVID-19 wasn't even mentioned, actually, in the chemo ward, which is brilliant, right? So that's really what it was. And so I rang when I came home. As I drove home, I thought, what the hell? I'm in there again. I get my treatment actually once every 6 months. So I said, I'm going to have to pay for that again, actually, in 6 months' time, plus my mammogram, if you're going to go for all your tests and things like that. I thought, this is going to work out about $3,000-$3,500 a year, like, for all the things that I get done, you know. So I thought, I better ring them, because I said, I can't afford this. And I got a very nice girl, okay, and she explained it to me, that it was actually used for PPE. But I said, my God, I said, I didn't get screened. I said, I only got a temperature check. I said, and I got that in the ward as well, you know. I said, but had you been symptomatic, we have a whole COVID team on standby, which is different to what that other lady heard.
They said it's for the individual PPE. Are they getting made to measure
Louis Copeland or something? No, I didn't even get a mask. I had my own mask.
Do you think you'll be getting an invoice?
I have it. Oh, they printed it off and handed it to me.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Oh, yeah, no, I have it actually here. Yeah, no, I have my invoice. That's why I rang them, you know, and I rang through.
Are you going to pay it? You can't.
Me?
Not are you going to pay it? You don't have a choice. You don't have the money.
No, I don't have the money.
And of, yeah.
Yeah, and I certainly won't actually have the money to actually pay it 3 times a year.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope those other mammograms are fine.
Please, God. Don't get me wrong. Oh, my God, I can't fault them actually for their treatment. My God, they are absolutely brilliant.
Right.
But I was just shocked this morning. I just really was. And I've never rang Joe Duffy before in my life.
You have plenty of time. Plenty of time. Okay, Mary McCarthy. Mary, I hope all those procedures are go well for you
Thanks,
them to be.
Okay,
Mary McCarthy's in Kildare. Chris Hughes is in New York City. Chris.
Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. It's what, 9 o'clock there, 9:30? Tell us about New York and COVID.
The facts that we know so far is, as I said in my email, we're testing more in New York State now than any other country in the world.
Okay.
There's that many tests being carried out. And I would imagine because it was the most densely populated city, they're really on top of it. Cuomo's doing a great job. Clinic in the city, you can just walk in. You don't even have to make an appointment. Hospitals, you do. And there are COVID clinics
all over the place, so to speak.
Pretty much. Drive-throughs, the whole lot.
Not much. How much to get it done when I walk in?
It's free.
Oh, it's free?
It's completely free. There's no charge.
Wow.
No charge at all.
God, we're told the American healthcare system is the most expensive to the customer, to the patient.
Well,
in the world.
That's another story. Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Okay. And you think Cuomo's done a great job? God, listen to Donald Trump. You wouldn't think that. Sure, you wouldn't.
Completely opposite ends of the spectrum. Yeah. I mean, New York was the worst city.
Yeah, it was ravaged straight away.
A lot of the other cities, they didn't get it as bad as we did. And, you know, there was one man that we were listening to at the end of the day, and that was Andrew Cuomo. And we followed his ruling, and that's why the state is doing so good right now.
Because it was there, it was in the middle of April, wasn't it, and the beginning of May, where it was the deaths were, was nearly 32,000 people have died in New York alone.
Yeah. I mean, I was let go from work straight away on March 22nd. We have a small company here in the city. It's an Irish company in New York.
Oh, good.
And we were all put on furlough straight away on around March 22nd. And I'm actually just starting back this week, kind of part-time-ish.
Okay. And by the way, when you're on furlough in the States, was there a payment, like we call it the COVID payment here, from the state?
It was a pandemic unemployment, a federal relief fund, which was about $600 a week, Joe.
Okay.
Minus the tax. And then you had your unemployment benefits as well
Did Donald Trump not send out a check signed by himself, which is not the usual procedure, but signed by himself to everyone in the country?
There was a lot of hype about that, but I don't think it's even... I don't know if it's even real. I haven't seen a check with his name on it at all.
Okay. Chris, stay well in New York, and thank you for your contact and you and your family there. 5155. Let me do Valerie Clark. Valerie Clark before the break. Valerie, wash your hands. Valerie, Klein private clinic for the COVID test. How much?
Yeah, €100, and it was really well organised. You drive in straight through, three nurses on duty, one goes through a questionnaire, takes temperature. They did nose swab, throat swab, make sure you're happy with everything and all the rest, and you're in and out, gone in 5 minutes.
But this is separate to the procedure that you were going.
Separate. It was 48 hours before the procedure. Anybody checking in for a day procedure has to have this done. But it gives you great peace of mind. You arrive there and you know everybody else has been COVID checked.
But it's not the problem that there's no peace of mind for anybody with COVID, because between the time you getting the test 48 hours beforehand, did they say to you, now we want you to quarantine for the next 48 hours before you come in to us? Like, how do you know you didn't pick up COVID? Pick up COVID in the 48 hours before after the test?
Yeah, well, I'd imagine most people, I know I was particularly careful. I think it's common sense. If people are going getting a COVID test for admission, they're going to be particularly careful for the 2 days.
Yeah, okay, good point. And have you had your... Well, you have, because it was the 30th of June.
2 days later. So they called the week before. They phoned on the Monday to give me the time for the Tuesday appointment, and I was in for the actual procedure then, with COVID clear screening over and everything on Thursday. So, yeah, and everything in the hospital, you're given a mask as soon as you go in. Everything was disposable. It was really well organised. Yeah.
Okay, well done. Thanks. It's Valerie Clark.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie and 715 815. Seamus McGivern again. Private hospital charges for COVID tests. What happened in your case, Seamus?
I got a little operation. Well, I went to a hospital just near Consultant when I got the operation done on the 20th of May.
Okay.
But I visited a public hospital, and the consultant said to me, look, my waiting list is about 3 years long. So I sort of forgot about it, pain in my finger, blah, blah, blah. But I got a phone call to go to a private clinic to get the procedure done, which was absolutely
fine.
Brilliant. Bells were ringing.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I was so glad. Went in. But like that, Joe, no No testing got in.
Oh,
that
you say you weren't, regardless of the price, you weren't even, were you given a questionnaire about who you've been in touch with? Or
no, there was no money talked about. I you know what I mean. But there was nothing. All I got was my temperature taken by the nurse the morning before. I was in the hospital at 6:30, had the procedure done at 8:30, but nothing. My temperature was taken. There was a bit of a mix-up. I couldn't find out from either hospital, have I to take my injection before I went in? Do I have a light breakfast? There was no talk between either our hospital, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But all I got that day was a mask.
Okay.
There was nothing. There was, have you been in contact with anyone with COVID-19? And as I always answered, as I've been asked many a time, I'll say, I don't know. You know, but that's like, there was no testing or no money or nothing. It was in, got the procedure done. And to be honest with you, now the nurses and the consultant was absolutely brilliant. I was in at 6:30. Well, I was in at 7:00 and I was standing in the car park of the private hospital at 10:15, ringing my brother to get me a lift home.
Oh, that's tough. Okay. Glad that went well.
Also, I'm a diabetic.
Oh God, you're in one of the,
So, I'd be high risk, and I work in a homeless hospital here in Dublin, which, you know, we were all,
yeah, of course, you know, yeah, of course.
So all over us, we were, you know, being really, really careful. And then I thought, look, I'm going to the hospital, and I was a bit nervous about it, but I just said, look, I need to get this sorted out. It would really give me hassle, the finger. Mm. Trigger finger, it was. It just kept locking up me.
Yeah.
But there was no background on.
Okay.
You know,
I hope that.
I just said I.
Yeah. Well, what's the procedure if your trigger finger, as you say, keeps locking?
Yeah, it used to lock as if you were making a fist, but I wasn't able to flick my finger back up.
Yeah.
They cut tendons and they asked you before I left the hospital, can you make a fist? And the job was done. Surgeon was brilliant. She was great. Yeah, but apparently it happens to a lot of diabetics. I don't know now, but I'm fixed. But I just said, like, I'd no testing or questions or, you know, background checks or anything.
Okay, fine. Get it done. Okay, and I'm glad you got the issue sorted as well. That's Seamus McGivern in Kildare.